Welcome everyone to another edition of Ask Me Anything featuring Aaron Stevens, formerly WWE's Damian Sandow, and now a new character on Midnight Texas, available on NBC every Friday night with Giancarlo Aulino of Barnburner and the Hall of Famer of Barnburner, Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. You're hearing this on 101 platforms now. Aaron, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Steve and Giancarlo, how are you guys?
Doing great.
I'm fantastic.
All right. Steve, you have, we flipped the coin. You won this week. So go ahead. You got the first question to ask Aaron, and that's a very special question. So go ahead.
Yeah, it actually comes on the Instagram at Steve Carney. Yes, this is a question actually for me because I saw a picture on your Instagram last week and I didn't get a chance to ask you about it. You had a picture of you doing a promo because a lot of fans will know about your time in WWE, but you had a picture that was up where you were doing a shoot promo from your time in Impact Wrestling, and I laughed because the first comment I saw was from Billy Corgan. I guess he was joking about the color of your shirt, your salmon or coral colored shirt that you were wearing. And
well, it is more of a kind of a reddy maroon or a maroony red. I'm not quite sure what it is. It's a very interesting color, but it was purchased for that one thing.
I wanted to ask you. We haven't talked a whole lot about your time in Impact, although you have said how much you enjoyed working in Impact Wrestling and how much you enjoyed working with Billy Corgan. I'm curious, as you've been around the wrestling business for a long, long time, coming into Impact Wrestling and working in Anthem, knowing that Billy Corgan was a big name in the music industry, and he had an interest in wrestling, how surprised were you that Billy, being someone from the outside of the wrestling industry coming in, was able to take to it as quickly as it was? And can you give us what your initial, go through your initial meeting with Billy and what that was like?
Well, my thing was, there's the old adage, if you weren't brought up in the business or been in it 10 plus years and you don't know anything. And I never subscribe to that. I think there are people that have had brilliant ideas on their first day in the business, to be honest, and I've seen it. So I try to just approach everyone objectively, especially when you're doing anything that involves something as creative as pro wrestling. I knew obviously of Billy because I was, a pumpkin stand growing up. Like, I don't think you could have made it through the 90s without, being a Pumpkins fan.
No, you certainly can't.
Yeah, and when I met him, it was, it was on Natalia. He is good friends with her and TJ, I believe. So I kind of, we knew each other through Natty, kind of, but I just remember my initial talk to him, hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Somehow, I don't know why, but we ended up talking about Piper and Adonis at WrestleMania 3, which is my favorite match of all time. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty when it comes to, and I know lately I really don't watch the product as much as I should, but when it comes to the history of it, man, I loved it. Like I really was very adequate in my knowledge of trivia. And Billy was just telling me stuff about that match, going, whoa, okay, why not? Like, damn. And then we ended up in this conversation about, I think it was the first time I appeared as the intellectual savior, and he kind of got why I did certain things, with the paint, where just, yes, aesthetically, it looks ridiculous, but you're going to stop at least. If you're flipping channels, you're going to say, kind of, what the hell did I just see? And little cues like that, and I think him, having the level of success he had, and by the way, that's all entertainment, be it, music, film, pro wrestling, mm-hmm. television, whatever you're doing, radio, podcast over on 101 platforms now. And, you know, it was really, really enlightening for me. And he is someone I don't have enough good things to say about him in the business or as a human being. And, you know, I still am in contact with him to this day fairly regularly. And, you know, look what he's doing with the NWA. And in my opinion, that is what's going to be like 2019 as things kind of start to shape and the business is evolving constantly. Keep an eye out for the NWA. Because what he's doing, it is an old school formula put on a new platform in a new day that's not so old school where it's boring. It's definitely moderned up. But the kind of nuts and bolts of the NWA organization, it really, really is it's starting to get traction. And it's got my interest, too. And, you know, we joke about me putting the tights on. Like, I really never had, like, a desire since I've left. But I'm watching NWA. It's definitely got my interest in terms of what they're going to do, how they're going to present that title, how they are presenting that title. And I just think you're going to see a lot of good stuff coming. And I think NWA is a place that is going to make stars in the future.
So on that vein, let's continue on. Here's a question here. You were in WWE, OVW, Impact Wrestling and all that. Is there anything, like they always say, Vince McMahon is the end all and be all. It's the buck stops with him. But is there anything comparable between all these organizations?
Kind of the sense of camaraderie with people that you really do enjoy being around and trust. You know, I've been in locker rooms from, you know, the old school Killer Kowalski locker room, which was the first locker room I was introduced to, you know, Puerto Rico, which is a very different environment. And again, everything in between. And you know what, at the end of the day, you really do meet some good people wherever, anywhere you go, at least based on my experience, that's the case.
All right, I just got a text from Giancarlo. He says, if you go to the NWA, can he be your manager? That's the next question there. So,
hey, you know what? We'll have to ask the boss. We'll see.
All right. Giancarlo, go ahead. Ask one of the fans questions. Go ahead, Giancarlo.
Yeah, Christian Metallo writes in, Aaron, you brought up how, you know, you're in Puerto Rico, and you're in different locker rooms, the Killer Kowalski type locker rooms, WWE. Did you ever meet a wrestler who you knew instantly you two would connect well with if you got a chance to work in the ring together?
Santino Marella.
Wow. And yeah, he's taking after you. He's on here in Canada and Aftermath and all that. Well, so.
No, I mean, and the funny thing is, like, Santino and I, we're still very good friends to this day. But I remember the first time I met him, it was actually at the Louisville Athletic Club over on, not Westport, but that doesn't matter. I'm sorry, Taylorsville Road. That's my Louisville trivia. And I remember this guy came up to me and he had like this full tattoo on his back and he had a blonde mohawk at the time. And he came up to me talking about, hey, my name's Anthony, blah, 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 but, you know, my name's going to be Boris Koloff because of... okay, thanks, dude. Like, and I was going, all right. Well, when I went to the amateur class, I saw him do this thing where he went to the top rope because he was a Russian, and he would give the salute, but he jumped off the top rope to do a like a diving headbutt thing, but he held a salute all the way down. Okay, and the guy moved and he just ate it, but he kept the salute the whole way. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but on his comeback, he occasionally would, you know, do bump the guy, but then he would do a thing but salute while he was doing it. Well, that came from Boris. And if you watch when he took the stunner from Stone Cold Steve Austin, he flipped back and saluted. And I wasn't even with the company at the time. Again, I had already finished my first tenure there. And I think I was in Puerto Rico when we watched Raw, and he got stunned. He did the backflip, but then he did the Boris salute as Santino. And Anytime you see him essentially dive and do that, the origins of that are Boris. Because here's what I did. Like, I went right up to him, and I said, man, I'm going to tell you something. Because this was my philosophy from being a guy that has to do a million moves to, you know, more of an entertainer. It was starting to be implanted in me by Rip Rogers. You know, this is my first time in OVW. But I looked at him. I said, hey, dude, that was the greatest move I have ever seen take place in a wrestling ring. You're going to be just fine. And then, sure enough, he was. So, and we actually became roommates shortly after that. And yeah, that was kind of like the beginning of the friendship I have with Santino. But yeah, I just knew, like, all right, this guy gets it, you know. And by the way, he's a badass judo. I mean, he has his own judo academy, the Battle Arts Academy, which, you know, they have everything, jiu-jitsu, wrestling, striking, and more. Dumbbell, kettlebell, retail store. That's how the old Battle Arts run up went. So I'm just giving Battle Arts a little plug right now. And I'm there every time I'm in Toronto, too. So.
And congratulations to Anthony Corelli, Santino Marella, him and his wife had a baby I think about a month ago, right, Aaron?
Yes, and there was a misprint on the birth certificate. The baby was supposed to be named Aaron. there's a severe, I think it was autocorrect, whoever was typing it. So I'm actually working with the hospitals in Toronto to have that fixed immediately. So
all right,
don't worry, Boris, I'm on it.
All right, Boris. All right, Steve, go ahead. Ask one of the fans questions.
Yeah, I always laugh because, and I'll get to the question here in a second. It's when you can make the boys pop. You know you're doing things the right way, right, Aaron?
Yep.
So I'm gonna ask this question from at Gas Station Coffee. You asked, is there any role models, whether they be family member or celebrity, that have largely influenced your life/work?
There's been a couple. You know, obviously, like my immediate family, like my father, my uncles. My grandfather, especially, you know, in the business, I've looked up to pretty much anyone who has just strived, to be an entertainer. I mean, like there's so many people right now, God, and I know that sounds like a weird answer, but like Steamboat, he was my first real idol, and Hogan, I was a big Luger guy. Kurt Hennig. That would have to kind of sum it up.
All right. The next question, Jory Parmi, ask any chance of appearing on the Edge and Christian show season 2? Since we're giving out Anthony a shout out, you know, he's a Mississauga. Let's Adam Copeland and Jay Russo, formerly Edge and, you know, Christian, Toronto, Orangeville boys also. So I got to give them a shout out. Any chance of appearing on Edge and Christian season 2?
Oh, I like both those guys. That'd be fun.
All right. So the answer is maybe. All right.
And I'm going to give I want to give a shout out to Christian because he lives here. He still lives here in Tampa. So
keep your real name 13.
Yep.
All right. So, yep. Giancarlo, you go with the next question.
Aaron, Karma Called Jenna writes in, what has been your biggest highlight in life?
My biggest highlight in life. Wow. God, you know, it's funny, like you can say, oh, career, but life. I mean, man, like I've had so many different highlights and so many different, areas of my life. So I guess you're talking about career. I'll say, you know what, the reaction I got at WrestleMania at the Battle Royal, that was pretty amazing. And you know what, it was any time I got out there and I got an organic reaction from the people because, again, knowing it wasn't forced or anything, it's like they were into it because they wanted to be. That never, ever got old. And yeah, WrestleMania was definitely the highlight, but there was also like the countless house shows, or they call them live events now, but, you know, it's just good. It was awesome, and I appreciated that every time.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
Winona Taylor asked Aaron if you've gotten a chance to watch John Hennigan on this season of Survivor, and if producers ever approached you on being on the show, would you do it? And I'm curious to add on to that. Is there anything that you wouldn't do reality show wise?
Yeah, I mean, I'm. Well, like, okay, so first part of the question, yes, John is a very good friend of mine. You know, we both live in LA, and it's funny because I'm notoriously kind of a private person in my life away from wrestling. I enjoy, you know, when I was wrestling all the time, I enjoyed my privacy, and I enjoyed kind of having some sense of what real life was, or at least trying to get a grasp of what real life was. But, you know, I've, if someone's getting married, I'll get them a wedding present, but if I cannot go to the wedding, I will. My ass was at his wedding, and that's just testament to, you know, both John and Taya are amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I did watch, and, you know, he should still be on that island. You know, and it's funny because Mark Burnett actually goes to my gym. So, you know, Malibu Fitness, there's a shout out. But, yeah, he's you know, he's just so good at whatever he does, really, John. And he will shine no matter what. And, yeah, I as a human being and a performer, I just can't say enough good things about him. And as far as me doing reality shows, if the right thing comes up, I'll do it. And that's it. That's pretty much my view on that.
Hey, Aaron, this is a reality show. Ask me anything. It's reality. Come on.
Well, there we go. We're keeping it real in reality.
All right. A wrestling historian asks, who was your favorite coworker / legend to impersonate aside from The Miz?
Huh. Well, the interpretive dancer, I'm not sure who I was impersonating so much as that was the incarnation of the guy that looked like he had no clothes on, like wearing the onesie leotard. But you know what? I think it was Davy Crockett or Daniel. No, it was Davy Crockett because we were in Tennessee. Daniel Boone's a Kentucky man. I enjoyed Davy Crockett. And there's also when I did Paul Revere and I busted out the moonsault on a pay-per-view as Paul Revere. That was pretty insane. That was something. So, yeah, I there's been a handful.
All right, John Carlo, next one.
All right, Joseph Hudson, NWA, writes in, is there a mustache in entertainment today that holds a candle to the stash of Charles Bronson?
Look, you know, and Charles Bronson is a name that when you bring that kind of a name up, and I'm not talking just because I'm here in Los Angeles, you know, trying to act my way through a Death Wish remake, because that kind of just a badass, that's what's missing today. The only guy tougher than Charles Bronson that I would not want to mess with is Mr. Rogers.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, being in California, Aaron, I want to know, if you could change one thing about living in California, what would it be?
It'd be closer to the Midwest / South. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
Manson 242 asks, would you come back to the WWE if they called you?
Again, you never say never. Life is pretty good for me right now, especially like I'm just starting to get my feet wet in, you know, like kind of the film and TV industry because, again, you never say never, but, there's so many other things right now that I'm getting the opportunities doing, and wanted to do. So I'm exploring that. But again, in entertainment, you never know.
Since it's the holiday season coming up, I'll ask you this. what would you want for Christmas?
Well, maybe rain in California year round. That'd be nice. but I don't mean rain every day. I mean, you know, consistently to where like cities don't burn. That would be, yeah, pretty much high on the list right now.
Yeah. All right, Giancarlo, go ahead.
Ryan Paints Dogs writes in, how much of George Washington was true and how much is legend tell tales?
Now, you know what? That's someone trying to exploit the purpose of this wonderful show that we've created here. See, Ryan Paints Dogs, that is Ryan Nemeth, who is also known as Briley Pierce, the younger brother of Dolph Ziggler. And Ryan and I,
I know where you're going with this one, Aaron.
Yeah, and you know, he could have easily texted me that question versus, trying to put it out here.
He's too busy. He's too busy headlining.
So maybe we should have Ryan.
Brick walls, though.
Yeah, maybe we should have Ryan come on the show next week.
Let's invite Ryan to explain himself next week, okay, Aaron?
We're going to get to the bottom of this. So we're going to, in the first time in the illustrious, what is it? Is this show? Yeah, the three show run that we had. We are not answering your question. We are going to hold someone accountable, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in here next week. Hopefully, if we can track them down, we're going to get Ryan Nemeth.
All right. Aaron, as we close it out, do you want to do rapid fire? Because I have one other question, but I'll leave that to the end. So do you want to do rapid fire? Go ahead.
We're going to do rapid fire right now. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Elise Samp, when people say bite the bullet, do they want us to swallow as well? Well, if you can bite a bullet, my hat's off to you, but I don't recommend swallowing it because, you know, digestive problems. The Aaron Files, what's your favorite Halloween costume? I'm going to say Paul Revere. There's the Edge and Christian Show one. Oh, and then that one was from Jorelli Parmi. And excuse me if I'm not doing anything. The Milan Miracle just decides to write some kind of an emoji thing. It looks like he's got some rainbows on there. I have no idea. You know, we may have to hold him accountable for his actions, too.
Find him on next week also. Come on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, what else we got? Have you considered reuniting with Cody as part of the Bullet Club? Again, right now wrestling isn't in the forefront, and I think Cody is doing amazing on his own. If there was a movie about your life, who would you want to play you? Alive or past, I'm going to go Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
And, I meant to work with, or which actor would you want to work together? That would be Charles Bronson. Or, you know what, him or Anthony Hopkins. What is my nationality? I am just a combination of so many different nationalities. It's funny. It's, everyone's asked, you can start. And the majority of which, though, is French-Canadian. I will say that.
All right. So you're going to say Canada.
My family was from Prince Edward Isles, actually.
Okay, cool.
So I'm not sure what that means in Canada. I just know that, you know, about 100 years ago or something, a guy named LeBlanc got on a boat or wherever they traveled, however they traveled, and left. So,
which is a smart thing. The people I know from Prince Edward Island are crazy.
Doug McLean.
Okay. Well, you know what? That explains a lot. Thank you. Could rip the wings off a fly, would they now be walks? Well, you shouldn't hurt an animal, man. You shouldn't be ripping wings off of anything. I'm not even going to answer. I just think that we should be more compassionate. But I do get where you're going. They fly, but they also can walk now, so should they be called fly walks now? And again, don't hurt an animal, insect or anything else. One person wants autographs. Okay, I'll try to do that. Where do I wrestle now? I don't. We got the Bronson one. And when are you going to start posting for Selfie Sunday? Is Selfie Sunday a thing now?
I don't know. Ask Steve. He does it.
Yes, he's as good as mine.
He does it all the time with his pastrami sandwiches. So look.
Well, there's a throwback Thursday, but I mean, selfie. Like everyone, they have sticks and everything. You don't dedicate one day to a selfie. I mean, that's got to be based off of what I've seen. But no, you know what? I don't. I do not like posting pictures of myself. I'm not that self-absorbed. It pains me, you know, when I have, like, oh, then you need to Instagram more, but I will. And you know what? If I ever have to lose a bet, it'll probably be, like, post a gym selfie. So that's where we'll go with this.
But, by the way, next week we'll be back here with hopefully some more guests. But remember to send Aaron all your questions at The Aaron Files on Instagram, and check him out on Twitter also. Aaron's thoughts on Twitter. Is there anything else that you want to say or promote, Aaron, here before our last question? And get your voice ready, because I'm expecting big things from the last question.
Wow, okay. Well, we shall see. Oh, yes. You know what? What I would like to do is just give iQuest Media a shout-out for all the awesome work that they do. I'd like to just, you know, personally thank them. They are awesome people. They have done, I know, a lot to help this show. And, you know, just thank you to everyone at iQuest Media.
I echo those sentiments.
And you can follow them, too, on Instagram.
Yeah, iQuest Media, follow them. I echo those sentiments. I also want to say thanks a lot to Steve Carney. I owe you a pastrami sandwich, and Giancarlo Alino. But here's the last question. It's my dad's birthday tomorrow, Wednesday, December 12th. I want you to sing happy birthday in Swahili.
Ooh, you know, I am not that smart.
Okay, in English, in French. Go ahead.
Okay. Happy birthday. How's that?
That's pretty good. A Russo brother would be happy with that, right, Steve?
Well, hey, we're all American boys.
Oh, that's so good.
All right. You've been listening to another edition of Ask Me Anything, featuring Aaron Stevens, formerly Damon Standout of the WWE. And again, send him your questions on Instagram at The Aaron Files, and check him out on Twitter at Aaron's Thoughts. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks, Joe.